healthcare, regardless of their employment status, an ability to make a direct contribution to the NHI fund. And we've seen sort of the difference of, you know, medical benefits you get when you have medical aid versus when you don't have medical aid. I've heard shock horror stories of people who are literally near death and go to a public hospital, for example, and are made to queue when they should be in ICU. So what exactly is the NHI bill and who does it affect? Let's make a call on the line. We have Dr. Lwazi Manzi, Health Department spokesperson. Doctor, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome, and hello to you and the 5FM listeners. Very happy to be here.
Why does South Africa need health insurance?
You mean the national health insurance?
Yes.
Yes. So South Africa needs the national health insurance because right now as a country, even though we are one of the most progressive countries in terms of our constitution, we actually are falling way behind on universal health coverage. Now, just in a few days' time, we'll all be going to the United Nations General Assembly, where we're going to have to tell them how we're doing on our Sustainable Development Goal 3. Now, I don't know, many of your listeners, they know a lot about the Sustainable Development Goals because they're young, hip and happening listeners who are very, very much conscientized and very woke and aware of what's going on in the world right now. Universal health coverage is the third Sustainable Development Goal, which we as a country really need to accelerate towards because right now we are not achieving that. In this country, the public sector, it currently takes care of 84% of our population. The private sector takes care of about 16% of our population, which is why we have a situation where we have a public sector that is very much overburdened by disease, morbidity, and mortality because we actually use half of our budget to finance the public system that takes care of that 84% and half of it to finance the private system that only takes care of that 16%. And we're spending that half because we are using our money to pay back people their medical aid contributions through the tax system, the tax rebate system. So you can see how completely unequal that system is, and we definitely need very, very systemic health reform. Most of your listeners at the moment are quite young and healthy, and they might not really be too concerned about what's going to happen in the future. But I just have to tell them that the future for them is looking bleak, even if they have very good job opportunities. We all know that right now Discovery Healthcare just increased their tariffs by 10%, even though they increased their tariffs by 10% last year already. Yeah. In the United States, which we all know has got a very privatized medical system, we're very shocked to learn from the elders that in the last 6 months of your life, you will spend in the United States 40% of your hard-earned life earnings on healthcare. Now, if we don't do anything as a country about it, we're going to find ourselves in the same boat. Additionally, with the NHI, we're going to now take back all of that money that we use for tax rebates and put it into the NHI fund so that we make sure that the money is more evenly distributed. If you're a young person right now and you think that you can afford medical aid, even though it increases 10% every year, you'll find very quickly that you actually can't afford it if the government is not actually going to be sustaining the private healthcare system anymore in that manner. So the reason why we need NHI is because we need to stop fueling inequality and division. We need to stop fueling those who are already rich getting richer. And we need to ensure that every single person has got quality health care and that quality health care is accessible to them exactly when they need it.
Now, there have also been reports, Doctor, that once the bill is implemented, that medical aids will be relegated to providing top-up cover under NHI. Is this true?
I just want to correct the two things. First of all, the term is certainly not relegated. And secondly, it is not top-up cover because top-up cover implies somehow that the bill, the services that are contemplated in the bill may fall short and that you might need to actually top up. That is absolutely not the case. No, what is going to happen is that the medical aids will be able to provide what we term complementary cover. What complementary cover means is that there will be some services and benefits that the NHI will not cover. So a very easy example is
like plastic surgery.
Like plastic surgery. So and not even all reconstructive surgery. We're talking here about, you don't like your nose, you know. So cosmetic surgery, that kind of thing, is not going to be covered in the bill. So medical aids will be able to cover that. In fact, I remember going to Brazil the one time, And the first time I realized that you can actually get medical aid for your plastic surgery was in Brazil. That was a couple of years ago. So in fact, in other countries that have advanced very much the universal health coverage, this kind of phenomenon exists where you actually get medical aid for those kind of services.
Well, I mean, it makes sense because you think for, you know, the basic needs that, you know, it should be provided, and anything that's a nice to have is what
exactly
then you would be paying for. And then just to wrap up, where can our listeners read up around the NHI bill? And I know, of course, they've asked for the greater public, the private sector as well, to sort of give comments on the NHI bill.
Yes. So, in fact, there is a lot of discussion online on the NHI bill, and if you just hashtag the NHI in any social media platform, mm-hmm. you'll find lots and lots of information. Of course, you can also go to the Department of Health website, and there are pamphlets in all 11 official languages where you can read up very simply on the NHI. We are also distributing a whole bunch of pamphlets, which are very, very simply explain.
We have
NHI
run out of time, Doctor. I'm so sorry to cut you, but thank you so much
no
for your
problem.
Time. That's Health Department spokesperson Dr. Lwazi Manzi.
Thank you.
To all you dreamers, seekers, and achievers, get ready to tell us what careers you envisage yourself doing in the future. Are you tech-savvy, artsy, or a gutsy entrepreneur? Made in SA is making its way back onto your screen. For a chance to be profiled on the show on SABC3, like our Facebook page at madeinsa.tv and inbox a short bio. SABC Education, enriching minds, enriching lives.
Join the party on Top Billing this Saturday evening at 6 as hip-hop Zulu Mkhatini looks as fly as he sounds in his debut fashion collection. We touch down in Turkey, where you turn...